Hello once again, and welcome back to Candidly Eclectic. Today is our 13th episode, so we're very excited because you've all hung around for this long, so thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. This has actually been fun.
It is. And today is an exciting episode for us.
Woohoo!
Because we're going to review our recent trip to Florida. We went to several places and did several things. No spoilers yet. Just keep listening to hear what we did. We were there for a week and we got to see more than if we were only going to do one activity while we were there. But we'll stop being vague. Let's roll into this episode. And even though you can't see us, you should know
we are both decked out in Disney gear. Like, yes. I have a Disney headband on, I have a Disney sweatshirt, Jay has her Disney dress on, and Disney ears, too. They are set aside because they are hurting her head.
Yes.
Anyway, I am so excited for this episode. How excited are you?
I'm so excited, too.
Because it's, like, trying to relive what we went through.
And we should also put out a little disclaimer. We might mention later in the episode, but we'll mention going to, and I'm going to butcher the name, I'm so sorry, but Akershus Royal Banquet Hall in Epcot, because we had a princess breakfast there, but we'll mention the experience, but not really the food, because we will review the food in our next episode for next week.
Yes.
All the food that we ate while we were
there. While we were there, yeah. So, without further ado,
woo-hoo!
Oh my gosh, okay, Shay, how was the plane rides?
The plane rides were okay. Like, the one going down there, nothing out of the ordinary. The plane ride back, a little bit turbulent towards the end, but nowhere near as bad as California. Going into LA.
You just took the words right out of my mouth. You literally just answered exactly what I just answered. Literally.
Like.
Literally. Minus the I have a fear of flying.
Like, the California one, I thought we were, like.
It was the
on the runway or something. Because we were, like, bumping. But we weren't. It was just turbulence.
It was a really bad turbulence on the way down.
This time, it was, like, shaky turbulence. It didn't feel like bumping as much. It felt more like we were shaking a little bit.
Like being on a weird ride.
But it wasn't too bad, and I enjoyed it. And I got to sleep a little on the plane ride home, and
I could normally not sleep on planes. Yes. I can't sleep on planes.
What about you?
So you just, literally, so I have a deep fear of flying, like, no matter what. But I survived both California and this plane ride. But California, as you said, was the, I think, going to wasn't bad. It was just the descent to LAX was the worst for me because I have really bad. I even brought gum, too. My ears wouldn't pop. So I had all that pressure build up.
Yeah.
And I wanted to, like, you know, like when you hold your nose and you blow out to, like, I was too scared to do that. But this time it wasn't bad. It was the descent to Philly wasn't bad, minus the turbulence, and my ears were starting to get that pressure feeling.
Yeah.
But it wasn't on a scale of like 1 to 10, 10 being the worst. Mm-hmm. 10 was California. It was at like a 4.5. So it wasn't as bad, but it was still there.
Okay.
But other than that, it was actually a decent plane ride, minus the turbulence.
Yeah.
But I refuse to fly anymore. Me and planes, we don't get along.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. So, is it story time now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, we already told you about the plane rides.
Yeah.
They were plane rides.
Yeah.
Nothing to get.
Everyone experiences plane rides different.
Yeah.
So, like, most people love plane rides. Others, like me, who don't like them, like, they're okay, but I'm not a fan. If I literally had to travel by plane for work, sorry, I would take the train or the bus.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's just too much. And, like, coming home, we forgot to say, we got to the airport in
Orlando.
We got there, like, what? 9:30, 10 o'clock-ish?
Yeah.
10:30? It was our plane wasn't until 2:40.
Yeah, 2:40.
So we got
boarding
there
at like 2:15.
Yeah, but the line just to check in was out of the wazoo, no matter how early we got.
Yeah,
which didn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm. Like when we landed in Orlando,
mm-hmm.
The Saturday before, because we went Saturday to a Saturday.
Yeah.
And we can say it now because we're home, we're safe. It was March 1st to March 8th.
Yes.
So on Saturday, March 1st, we flew down there, and we got down there by like 10 o'clock in the morning, and the line for people checking in to fly out of MCO was out the wazoo.
Yeah.
So, like, and I've checked in there 6 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
like, to leave,
mm-hmm.
still out the wazoo.
Yeah, I believe it.
Because it's such a busy airport.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. But we flew down there pretty early because we wanted to.
Yeah. The Saturday morning when we left, I think we got here. I'm like, my mom drove all of us, the saint that she is.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And she appreciated it, minus the getting up early.
Yeah.
But anyway, my mom was very nice enough to drive, pick Shay and her sister and her mom up, and we all drove in one car so we wouldn't have to park and pay for that whole week. So thank you, Mom.
Yes, thank you.
And I think when we got to it was a 6:40 flight, right? We got there at like 4:30, 4:50.
Yeah.
No traffic. Got in, checked the bags. We went on the belt. We walked to where we were. We got breakfast while we waited.
Mm-hmm.
And then just,
we will not be reviewing airport food for the record.
Oh, you had like the breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, I had a breakfast sandwich.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad, but it's
nothing to write home about.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
But yeah, we flew down because, and if any of you are listening and planning or want to plan to go to Walt Disney World this calendar year 2025, right now they are doing a pre-water park on the day you arrive at your hotel.
Oh, that's right.
So that's why we went so early, because we wanted to do the water park, because you get the free ticket for everybody in your party the day you check in. And that apparently even works if you have a split stay.
Okay.
We did not do.
Nah.
But, like, whatever days you are checking into a hotel, you get to go to the water park for free that day. So, since we had so much planned, we were like, water park sounds like it would be a relaxing fun thing.
It was.
I got sunburned.
Oh, yeah, you did. My suit matched the tube. That's all I'm going to say.
It was hysterical.
We just did the Lazy River, what, 4 or 5 times?
Yeah.
Because it was just, and then I wanted to do one of the water slides with the line, and it was starting to get windy, and we were like,
cold.
So, yeah, it was cold with the wind. It was like a slight breeze. It wasn't like obnoxious. But it was enough that where I was like, give right.
Yeah. So we, like we said, flew in, and my mom had rented a car to drive us around because we weren't staying local to Orlando. We were also going to drive to each coast of Florida.
Yeah.
For events that we will talk about a little later.
Yes.
But, so we picked up a car. And what did we have? We had a Chevy Equinox.
We wanted it was a Jeep. We wanted the Jeep, but we didn't know it was electric until we turned it on. And then we're like, oh. And it had like the bigger trunk. Yeah,
because we wanted the big trunk to get all our luggage in. But it was electric and it apparently hadn't been charged.
That's not on us.
Not on us. That was on
the company.
Yeah. I'm not going to say which company it was.
I don't remember the company.
I do, but I'm not going to say it. But we ended up with a Chevy Equinox, which was pretty nice.
Yeah, it was cozy. It was nice. Cozy. Minus having to bring, like,
that many suitcases.
Yeah. And one of the suitcases had, like, the travel carry-on bag, not the actual suitcase, because suitcases double the size of the carry-ons.
All the suitcases fit in the trunk.
Plus and one or two
carry-ons.
And then the two other carry-ons. We had to fit in the back seat with us.
Yes.
Which wasn't bad. We still had plenty of room. Mm-hmm.
But we landed, picked up our baggage, picked up the car, mm-hmm. drove to Blizzard Beach, which was the
first day.
First day, and that's the water park we mm-hmm. got to go to, because right now Disney only operates one of their water parks at a time. So, like, Blizzard Beach will be open for months, and when that closes, they'll open Typhoon Lagoon, like, the day after Blizzard okay. Beach closes, so that there's always one running.
Mm-hmm.
So, we got to go to Blizzard Beach, which the theming is, like,
the snow
melting after a blizzard.
Yeah.
So, there were cute, like, snowmen people and
yeah.
everything.
Like a ski lift lodge
yeah.
type deal.
Mm-hmm. It was really cute.
Yeah.
I liked it. I did not like sunburn, but I liked it. I put sunscreen on my sister and completely forgot to put it on myself.
Wah, wah, wah.
And I am, like, very fair.
Yeah.
So I should have.
Okay. Do I need... I'm going to make Shay really jealous right now, okay? This is from our trip. I have a watch tan line still from our trip, and I tan really easily,
mm-hmm.
and I put sunblock on, but I still got burnt on the face, but it
yeah.
turns brown.
Mm-hmm. So, whereas
I still have a watch tan line. I took my watch off the other day to help my mom with something at home anyway, mm-hmm. and she goes, why don't you? She goes, whoa, watch tan line. I was like, she asked, is that from Florida? I was like, yep. She goes, you might want to start moving your watch to your other wrist to match it out. I was like, I don't want to.
Yeah, for anyone who knows me, they know I don't tan. I go
yeah,
fair
we talk, yeah, we talk
to
about
lobster,
that.
Back to fair. There is no tan. It does
Sorry.
Not happen.
You don't have the genes that I do.
And I got back to the car, and my sister just went, you got burned. And I was like, thank you. I can feel it. And so I bought a little thing of tallow on the way out of Blizzard Beach,
mm-hmm.
and I just applied that
yeah.
the rest of the trip in sunscreen.
But lots and lots of sunscreen.
And my bathing suit was like, a one piece, but it had like a tie in the back.
Yeah.
So
I wore one piece, but it was a long sleeve one piece, and it had like the miniature opening.
Yeah.
By like the stomach,
but I had like crisscrosses
yeah.
on my back.
I remember that,
but and I was just like, "What the heck?" But that we were there for what, like three hours?
About three and a half. In.
Yeah. Not all the way to 4 hours, but because
no.
when we left, it was starting to get crowded with the noontime plane rides.
Yeah, coming in.
Coming in. Because you don't even have to check in at your hotel before
no.
you go to the water park. You can just go to
the
water
park
as
enjoy
soon as
your,
it opens.
Yeah, enjoy
and
your
you're
time.
There.
And then check in after.
Yeah. So that's what we did. And by the time we left, it was about time to check in.
Like 2:30-ish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had done e-check-in,
mm-hmm.
so, and we had said that we'd get there before 3, because we knew we were getting
yeah.
an early plane.
Yeah.
So we got to the Coronado Springs Resort, which is where we were staying. We stayed in the Grand Destino Tower.
Yeah.
We stayed with you. We did. We ended up with an
And your mom, didn't even pay for that,
no.
Deal.
We got a water park. Or not water park.
Waterfront
theme park view, because
yeah.
we could see Expedition
Everest and the Tree of Life.
Top of the Tree of Life.
Yes.
From our hotel room.
Yeah.
And we saw the whole lake that the
yes.
Coronado has. And
I walked
gorgeous.
That entire thing the one day.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into that.
So.
But then the best thing about walking into the hotel was use your magic band, right?
Yeah.
Which is really cool. But you could also use your phone, but I tried that.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't work. Wow. So for people who are able to get their phones to work as the key,
mm-hmm.
good for you. I even tried. I tried it like multiple times. But it was easier for us to just do our magic bands,
Yeah.
and that was easier. Minus if your magic band died, then you have to
Yeah.
count on the rest
Somebody
of your
else.
party whose magic band isn't dead yet to open the door. And then when we got in, gorgeous queen size beds.
The TV said, "Welcome,
Some
our
blue,
last name things
our la your last name plus
and
my last name, even like,
party."
yeah. It was so much fun. It
So cute.
was like the best welcome ever. It had a full, semi full size closet type
Yeah.
thing, the full size mirror in it, and then a light. So you open the closet door, and the light automatically came on. So if like, anyway, and the bathroom was gorgeous, like a barn sliding door,
Yeah,
the
it was
main
gorgeous. With
bathroom
a hidden Mickey.
with a hidden
Of
Mickey in it, which we found eventually.
course.
A gorgeous shower, gorgeous vanity with two sinks, and then
And a,
another sliding door to the bathroom,
yeah, with
but we
the,
couldn't lock it,
yeah.
which
But I do like have, and a lot of the Disney resorts that I've been to have it like this. Like the toilet is its own
own,
section with a door, so like you can have privacy if you need it.
You have to let somebody know that you're in there
Yeah.
before they walk in and be like, oh, what's
And then we said the view was great.
oh my gosh.
It was two queen beds that we had
Yeah.
in our room.
Yeah.
And
You and I bunked, and then your sister and your mom bunked,
yeah.
since
And I
you and I are
really
used to bunking together.
Liked the elevators at Coronado.
Yeah, they were okay. These, oh, okay, hold
So
on.
high tech.
Yeah, but like in general, so we were on the seventh
Yeah.
floor. It had a lobby, like the main lobby when you first walk in, and then it had a lower lobby which
Yeah.
had
Which had like Barcelona Lounge
a
and
lounge that had like a full size coffee bar
yeah.
slash normal bar at night, and it was really cool.
It was.
I didn't, we only went down, we'll get to this later,
Yeah.
when the characters automatically surprisingly showed up, and then yeah, we'll get to that story later.
But the elevators, you would hit, there were
And
six elevators
yes.
and they were labeled A, B, C, D, E,
D, E,
F. And so they didn't have like up down buttons. There was a touch screen
yeah, it was a
panel.
giant, it was like maybe the size of like your laptop.
Yeah. And you would click
The
the
number,
number floor you needed to
yeah.
go to. And then it would say, okay, go to elevator A.
Yeah.
And then you would go on elevator A and it would automatically just take you to
To that
however.
floor.
And it would say, there were no buttons inside the
Yeah,
elevator
no.
except for the standard like help
Oh,
me button.
or the door open, door
Yeah.
close.
But the elevator was programmed to just go to whatever
Yeah.
floors it needed to
And
go
even
to.
when you had multiple people in there, they it would still go to those
Yeah.
floors. So,
It was
please,
brilliant.
why can't all of them?
Right? And I'm normally someone who's wary of elevators, so I felt safe. I didn't get
Yeah.
nervous. I trusted them. It was brilliant.
Yeah. And it also
Oh,
smelled really clean.
it
Every
did.
time we were in the elevator, it smelled clean. It didn't smell like dirty.
Yeah.
So
The
they did a really good job.
they did.
Especially like the cleaning crew, because like I felt like every time we would get up, like even when we walked in, they were cleaning the glass, they were cleaning the
Yeah.
floors, and I'm like, you have all these people walking in right now and you're cleaning the floor. And I felt so bad. I was
Yeah.
like tiptoeing.
And
I was like, I don't want to step
at one point on one of the days we actually did go to Disney, I don't know if you saw, but when we walked out to go to the bus,
on your
they
cleaning
were painting one of
Yes. Yeah, the one of
the
the outdoor
pole things or
yes.
columns.
Columns. Columns is more
Columns.
architecturally correct. So it's a column.
But
It
like
was a huge
the whole place was
it was
gorgeous.
gorgeous. I felt like I was in a, like a Penn Star hotel thing. It was gorgeous. Like even the hallways were gorgeous. The paintings were really nice.
And
Even the people at the front desk when we got the
yeah.
buttons, they were like, ah.
Yeah.
Everyone was really helpful there.
And the initial greeter who greeted us and was like, oh, do you need to check in?
Yeah.
And we said, oh, we already have our room number.
Yeah.
He was so polite. He was so nice.
Mm-hmm.
He, oh, it just gripped Disney magic
yeah.
the whole time we were there.
Yeah.
But the first day after we got back, we showered
mm-hmm.
from the pool.
Yeah.
I discovered the extent of my sunburn. And then we went to just explore the resort.
Yes.
And it was expansive.
Oh my God, yeah. And I walk, and like me who likes to do like morning workouts sometimes, like
mm-hmm.
if it's warm enough at my house, I can walk my neighborhood. But if it's too cold, I have it. Oh, and they did have a gym.
They
have like an indoor gym.
And a laundry room.
And a laundry room. I did not check the gym out because I usually do that when we go to hotels if we're traveling somewhere else.
Yeah.
Anyway. So I ended up walking that entire thing. I don't know how many miles it was. Around the whole lake on the resort that we were staying at. And it was really nice to walk around and see all the different other places where other people are staying. And I saw a lizard. I saw a little lizard on my wall.
Yes.
They had like a miniature beach with hammocks.
They did.
It was
so nice. I laid in that hammock.
Yeah,
like
so did I.
Like every time my mom smokes.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were certain smoking areas.
Designated areas.
And one of them was right next to
the
little beach
yeah.
with a hammock. So every time she was there, I was like, well, it's hammock time for me.
Yeah. And they also had a sign by the lake, beware of danger.
Yeah.
Beware. Okay.
Snakes
alligators
and
snakes. But not once did we ever see an alligator or a snake. But it was just,
thank God.
Cute. Hey, I would have loved to have seen a snake.
I would have been up the tower on the outside of the building. It would have been like Lilo and Stitch on that.
But I think they did that just to,
like,
and like, and also for like little kids there,
yeah,
just so they didn't run into the lake,
yeah,
because it's no swimming there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They did do movie nights though in the little front lawn. So when we looked at our window, it was like the big semi lawn,
yeah,
fake. I'm gonna say fake lawn,
mm-hmm.
With like cornhole.
Yeah.
And then they had giant chess, giant checkers.
Yeah.
And then certain nights they would do Disney movie nights. And at night, we could hear the movie from our room.
Yeah.
Like they did Toy Story.
And
we could watch the movie.
They did the new live action Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Which I sat on the bed and watched.
You did?
I did.
I think that's when I fell asleep.
Yeah,
I think that was the night I was dead asleep. I'm not a night owl anymore.
My sister and I went to the pool one night.
Mm-hmm.
And
I thought you went twice.
No, we only went once.
Because
the pool was kind of far away from the tower.
Oh, it was by, okay,
yeah.
I walked by it, yeah.
It was and we went, and it was, like we said, it was a little bit chilly the week we were there.
Yeah, at night it was.
At night, so.
I got down to, like, I think 56, 55
yeah.
at night.
So, like, pool. It seemed like it was a heated pool, but it was like still.
It was a little chilly.
Little chilly. But yeah, the first day was really just a little bit of time at the water park hotel. Get ready for the next adventure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the next day, we was Kennedy.
Yes, day two was Kennedy.
Day two was Kennedy Space Center.
Which neither of us have ever been to. Have ever been there. And it was just fun to go. And just the drive. So just the drive to get to Kennedy was really cool. Because they had, I'm going to call it a strip highway.
Mm-hmm.
And on both sides was like the ocean and like
yeah.
palm trees. And I was like, I feel like I'm back at the beach. I feel like, because
yeah.
like, to get to my beach house, if you take the normal way, which would be on the expressway, you hit the bridge, which is going over the ocean. You get to see AC on your left.
Okay.
And then, like, Stone Harbor and everywhere else.
Hmm.
So it brought, I was like, oh, this is actually pretty nice. And it was really pretty. And the ocean looked a little angry.
There were a lot of white caps leaves crashing yeah. when we were driving.
Yeah, but it was
there.
Really pretty.
It was really pretty.
And then we got to Kennedy, and then it was just
so
seeing
fun.
All those cool rockets,
and like seeing where the space crews are launched from.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Learning all that stuff was pretty good.
And
so,
then, like,
we did the bus tour.
Bus tour, yes.
We did. We got your sister and I. We did the got to sit in the capsule. So
yeah.
For someone like me who doesn't understand rockets at all, like I've seen them on movies. I've seen them. So the movies where they are moving around the ship.
Yeah,
I thought
that's a shuttle.
And then your mom was telling me, oh, there's a capsule. And I'm like, what? So the
yeah.
thing that we sat in upside down
mm-hmm.
was actually pretty fun.
Yeah.
And I was like, you can only fit like 2 to 3 to 4 people in
yeah.
here. How do they move?
Mm-hmm.
And then your mom's like, they don't move at all. They just sit there.
Yeah.
And I was like, but why in the, that's a totally different ship, Kate.
So I'm like, okay.
I had to like relearn everything.
And
we did the bus tour, which took us to the main building where they held the one of the shuttles.
Yeah.
And then they told us that on the bus tour, on the video, that the American flag on the side of the building.
Yeah.
Like
is big enough
for like a 2-car like
the
garage.
The bus we were on to drive down the stripe.
Yeah.
Of the, and I think they said each star is 6 feet across on that building on
yeah.
the outside.
And then like but the whole flag was as tall as like parking garages.
Yeah.
Or something. You could fit like so many parking garages mm-hmm. on that flag.
Because that is the building where they build
yeah.
the shuttles and the rockets and
yeah.
stuff. And they
that was pretty cool. And we saw the crawlers.
The crawlers, yeah.
Which are the giant machines that carry
transport them
yeah. to the launch pads. So each
yeah.
launch pad had a number. It was launch
yeah.
pad 1, 2,
whatever they were.
Yeah, whatever they were. They had multiple launch pads.
They did.
Which was really cool.
And then we
crawler
got
one,
to
crawler two.
Then we got to another building. We got to tour. We didn't get to tour where they build the things. That's like private.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we got to explore, like, there were a lot of gift shops, too, in Kennedy.
Yeah. They never took cash.
I know.
So I brought cash with me, not realizing I should have turned it into, like, I should have gotten, like, a Visa gift card for myself so I can spend it.
Mm-hmm.
But it, all in all, it was Kennedy was nice, minus the not having cash part.
Yeah.
Not doing cash. We did the video tours, whatever,
yeah.
like the
like
interactive the theater tours, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
One was the in the command center, as if
yeah.
you were in the command center and watching it on TV, but then watching
the command center light up.
Yeah, the things on the board light up as to like what they were like.
Yeah. Like
yeah, which was
activating.
Pretty, yeah,
stuff.
Pretty cool for me because
yeah.
I've seen it in a movie, but I don't know what movie it was. Mm-hmm. All I know is that one day. That was pretty cool. And
yeah.
then the interactive one where they dropped down the astronaut, like on the wires.
Yeah.
That was the last show we saw.
Mm-hmm. You guys saw the Atlantis video too, and then we explored the Atlantis building where they actually
oh
had
my god
the actual
Atlantis
shuttle
hanging from the ceiling, and this thing takes up
so much room.
Oh my god, it was awesome. Like it was awesome because then like we're looking at the screen and then you turn and you just see like the shuttle, but you think it's still on the screen, but the screen
mm-hmm.
lifts up and bam, it's right there. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh.
So, I didn't watch that video because I was kind of videoed out.
Yeah.
I just went into the building
yeah.
and saw all the fun stuff.
It was
so cool.
It was so much fun.
And
they had an interactive, like, slide that you
mm-hmm.
could slide down. Yes, I did that. I'm not ashamed of going down that side, and I would do it again.
We
Because then as you're waiting for the slide, they had, like, these divots. I can't call them divots.
Like little stations.
Yeah, stations where you could stand on, and it would tell you how many degrees you were, like, if you're on the ship, if it was turning or something. I don't remember.
Okay. We also ate at NASA. We're not gonna talk about that in the next episode.
We did?
Remember, we had lunch because we went into the food court, and then there were like you had to pick up at window 5, and we were at the wrong one.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry. I'm like,
You're
wow, I
good.
blanked that one out.
We did a lot of
Yeah,
stuff.
we did. I'm trying to like watch. It'll be like, oh, wait. Remember when we did that? Oh,
But
yeah.
just because I can't remember what we actually ate at NASA, I
Yeah.
just know that it was
Yeah.
okay.
Oh,
Nothing.
that's right. Okay.
Oh, I do remember what I ate. I tried a piece of Little Caesar's pizza
Yeah.
because they had like you could get a
Yeah.
slice of it.
I think I had a
Yeah, you had a burger.
Apparently, I was in a burger mood all week. I just needed meat.
And we had Jell-O for dessert.
You
Yeah.
guys did.
So, yeah, that was a
That
big campus too.
yeah.
And we were there like all
Almost
day.
yeah, we were there till like almost 6. 5:30, 4:30,
It
5
was like
o'clock.
4:30 because they
Yeah.
closed at 5 that
Okay. All
day.
right.
And when we left, they weren't letting anyone come in anymore.
Yeah.
Everybody had to leave.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
That was so much fun.
And we didn't get to see everything there, but I think we
I
got
think
to
we
see
saw.
what we wanted to see.
Yeah. I think there was, as we were walking out, it had like the building had like a memorial on the side of the building for like the heroes. Okay. Sorry, side note. Two of the shuttles, or yeah, shuttles, whatever you want to call them, that went up the didn't make it.
The
The
Challenger
Challenger and
and the Columbia.
Columbia.
Thank you to my sister who just whispered the answer to us.
My mom remembers the Challenger, I think.
They had really,
But
really nice memorials for him
yes,
in there.
yeah.
And like
But
personal mementos.
yeah, from each person. But one of the guys that was, I think it was Johnson or Robinson, I forget. He was an Eagle Scout. So in
Yeah.
my family, side note, my dad was an Eagle Scout, my younger brother was an Eagle Scout, my older brother was an Eagle Scout. I was a Girl Scout, made it all the way through. But seeing somebody who was an Eagle Scout who was also an astronaut who made Eagle Scout and also got his gold palm and silver palm, that's like the highest second ranking, I think, in Boy Scouts, really amazed me. It was so cool. And like trying to learn about them, like I can't retain that information, which is weird, but I can retain something that like piques my interest
Yeah.
like that.
Okay. Yeah, I felt really somber walking through the hallway where
Yeah.
they had their like memorialized
Yeah.
items. Because it was just like you see so much like success. Like the Atlantis is literally hanging from the roof
Yeah.
from the
And
building.
that's where they can like roam around in the
Yeah.
ship. So that's what I'm used to seeing.
And then you walk down that hall and it's just like they weren't successful here and these people. And one of them I just like I almost cried because I was like everyone was watching. Everyone
Even
had
their
so
family
much
members.
high hopes. In the case of the teacher, and I feel so bad that I can't remember her name, but I don't want to butcher it if I don't remember it right.
You remember what or shuttle she was on? Was it the.
I think she was Challenger.
All right, you keep going and I'll look this up.
Or just teacher in space, you can look it
Okay.
up. But her entire school was watching when it happened, and just like seeing all the successful things. There was a International Space Station part where it's like, how do you live in space?
Yeah.
And you could press a button, and like Chris Hadfield, who's an astronaut
Yeah.
from Canada. Okay. I had to check with my sister. She's the NASA fan. Colonel Chris Hadfield. Okay. I am sorry.
Yeah, he was military. Is that the right? Was that the one that
I don't know?
Oh, it was the Shuttle Challenger.
Yeah.
Shuttle. Sunday marks the 30th anniversary of the Space Shuttle Challenger tragedy. I'm going to, the shuttle exploded 73 seconds after takeoff on January 28th, 1986.
Yes.
New Hampshire teacher, Krista, I'm sorry if I butcher your last name, we say this to you out of respect, if you are listening, Krista. How do you say her last name?
Krista McAuliffe? Okay. I'm going to go with that. I'm sorry.
McAuliffe was one of the seven crew members killed in the disaster. This was...
But yeah.
Wow.
There was so much success in that building. And like I said, there was the section where it's like you learn about living in space and you hit a button and then Colonel Chris Hadfield had filmed videos of like, oh, this is how we do this here on the space station. But then you walked through that hallway and it was just so somber.
Yeah.
Of like these people were doing the same thing and for whatever reason it didn't work.
Yeah.
So that was very humbling for me to walk through.
It was
because I knew it was really about it.
I had no idea. I never knew of any of these ships or shuttles going off because I was way too young.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the one, was it one of the Apollo ones? I think it was one of the Apollo ones. That was like from 95, 96, I don't remember. I was only like 5 or 6. When one of the Apollo ones went off, and I don't remember that at all.
Okay.
But watching the one recently that went off, seriously, a week after we left.
Yeah.
And they just returned back safely, which was good. No complications, no nothing. So that was actually cool to watch. So me watching that and knowing that they're in the capsule, not the actual shuttle that Atlantis is, just being able to learn and try to retain difference between a capsule shuttle and a normal shuttle.
Yeah.
Was actually pretty interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that the whole bottom half of the ship is just the fuel and that it breaks off from the actual, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry. That was just all Kennedy.
I'm going to take a quick pause very, very fast to ask the fact checker, who is my sister, who does not want to be on the podcast, a very quick question. Insert white noise here. Sister, which crew just went up? They sent up 10 and brought back 9, right? Oh, crew 11 and brought back 10? Okay. Thank you, sister. She's much more into the NASA than I am, so if I don't know something, I just ask her. So, on the way back to the hotel, we stopped at Wawa.
Which was a really cool Wawa, by the way.
Because, like, they had standing areas outside
and sitting
and tables outside. Our Wawas up here don't have that. But, like, thank God.
Wawa, please, Wawa. If you're hearing this, please. Well, the one by our house, like, where we live, they wouldn't have enough space unless they put it on the grass.
Yeah.
Why don't, Wawa, hint, hint, put some picnic benches out, maybe with some umbrellas. Maybe you'll get more people to come in.
But
just saying.
But, like, thank God there are Wawas down there because I love Wawa coffee and Wawa tasty cakes and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I was able to have creature comforts from home in Florida because Wawa was there.
Yeah. But then we went back to the hotel and we get dinner together, right?
Yeah, we all ate at the food court there. Then the next day, which was Monday, we woke up early and we Ubered to Universal.
Oh my God, this is like, I've never been to Universal. So this was one of my, I don't know. Oh my God, it was so much fun.
I love Harry Potter,
So do I.
as we know. So, like, Harry Potter World, Wizarding World of Harry Potter is always fun to go to. And I love the like the suites
I
also.
seriously thought I was actually in Hogwarts because I've never been there. So it was like for me experiencing this for the first time ever. So the last time I was in Disney was 2009, was my high school senior trip. That was 16 years ago
A lot of things.
since I was there last. So this trip that we just took was the biggest and most amazing trip I've ever been on, minus California, but I'm gonna go back to California, hopefully, eventually, if I can get over my fear of flying. But experiencing Harry Potter World for the first time, I think I just couldn't stop staring at everything and like trying to take it all in. And then like the train when you first walk in, I got my picture. I was like, oh my God, I need my picture. It was cool. I tried Butterbeer for the first time. That was an experience for my taste buds.
I loved the Butterbeer there. In fact, I'm looking at getting like a Ninja Slushy machine to make like a copycat recipe of it, like the frozen Butterbeer, because I love it so much. And you also explored the Jurassic Park part.
That was so cool. Entering Jurassic Park. It was
With the
so
big
much fun.
arch.
Yeah, what they literally had like the arch from the movie, like the doors that swing open and you walk in. And yes, I did the VelociCoaster and
Yes. I.
the line for it for a single rider was long for me. It wasn't bad. The line wasn't bad. It was kind of cool. The ride itself,
There's a reason I did not go on
and
that
I
ride
know,
again. There are actually two reasons. I will admit to one. I am a plus sized person, and it is not exactly plus sized person
Friendly,
friendly. And I knew that because I barely fit because of my upper half, like shoulder, like
Your front.
I'm going to use the words of my doctor, a medical professional. I am top heavy because certain parts of my anatomy are large.
Just say you're good. Anyway.
And so the
The
shoulder
harness that comes over your shoulders.
doesn't barely fit because of my upper half.
Oh, I squeeze. Oh, I like I'm okay. Whatever. I'm not as big as you, but for my size, I'm so anyway. But when I go on roller coasters, especially if they have a harness, I shove that down and I squish as much as I can because I want to be able to not be able to move. But on this ride, I pressed down as hard as I could, but certain rides, roller coasters, the ones at my beach, they close down, and then the one it actually has a seatbelt attachment and it clicks to the bottom, so you are like you're harnessed. Plus, you're seatbelted in and you tighten that seatbelt part so it can. And then one of the other rides does a hydraulics shut on you more. So, no matter how much down you get, like push down on the thing, they still hydraulics like it closed on you, which makes me feel a lot safer. But then, yet, I'm like, okay, now I can't breathe. But that VelociCoaster wasn't bad. I'm not a huge roller coaster fan, especially if it's a roller coaster I've never been on before. But I went on it. It was fun, minus the corkscrews. I call them
Yeah,
corkscrews. The barrel rolls.
the official name for that one on the Velocicoaster is the Mosasaurus roll.
Yeah. So that, like, constant, it was like one, and then you go up a little bit more, and then you win another one, and I was like, oh my God, my brain is scrambled. And then one time I felt like I literally had to hold on to the side because holding on to the harness, I felt so not, I can't say not safe, but I needed the extra, like, protection somewhere else to make sure my body was not lift, my butt did lift off the seat a little bit, and that kind of spooked me. But other than that, and then it would slow down, and then it all of a sudden sped up because the Velociraptors are really fast, so it pertained to the blue and them running really fast. It was really cool. That ride was good. It was good. That's all I'm gonna say.
But, like, and I rode it, like I said,
Yeah.
in 2023 when I stayed at Universal. So I've ridden it, and I remember it being terrifying to me.
Yeah.
So I was like, I know I'm not going to fit,
Yeah.
and I know I was terrified, so I will support her from the sidelines.
And
So I waited in the outside
all
area.
right, all I'm gonna say is Shay knows my scream,
Yes.
like on roller coasters, on anything. So when we did Six Flags years ago, she got me to go on a ride. Sorry, side note. A ride. She didn't tell me what it was what, Green Lantern, right?
What was it, the stand-up one?
Yes,
Yeah, Green
Green
Lantern.
Lantern. So she said, oh, let's do Green Lantern. I was like, okay, not. And she didn't tell me how you sit, if you sit, if you stand, if your feet dangle, if you're upside down, if you're laying flat like Superman. She did not tell me. And by the time I saw, we got closer, and by the time I saw how you either sit or stand, whatever, I wanted to jump off and go back down on land. She goes, nope, too late now. So that was my first stand-up roller coaster, and I actually liked it. But see, that wasn't, that was a full body thing.
That, like, there's something holding you up and
Plus your
pulling
legs
you.
too, they
Yeah.
hold your legs in too, so you're like in a
Oh,
legit
no.
contraption.
Your legs are free.
I don't remember that.
There's a seat that comes up to
Oh.
meet you.
So you're kind of sitting, but you're standing.
Yeah, you're straddling a little
Bicycle
thing.
seat thing.
Yeah, bicycle seat.
Okay.
And then the
Okay.
harness comes down. But I didn't get to ride much at Universal because it wasn't plus size person
Yeah.
friendly as much as Disney is.
Yeah.
That's like my one complaint. But when I go to Universal, I'm there for the vibes and the food.
Yeah.
Like the sweets in Harry Potter World. Wizarding World of Harry Potter. I just like to call it Harry Potter
Yeah.
World. Yeah. We were able to go
Oh,
to
that was
both.
also Dr. Seuss
Yeah, Dr. Seuss Land
and
was in there
Marvel.
too, and
So
Marvel.
I didn't do, in Marvel they had the Hulk.
Yeah.
I didn't do that. I wanted to do that when we first walked in, but the line for it was almost like an half hour and we had reservations, right?
No, we didn't have any
Oh.
reservations for that one.
I didn't do Hulk, but if I ever go back in like the next 16 years, maybe I'll try it. Hey, 16 years sounds like a good
Yeah.
plan to go back.
I'd say we had fun at the
Yes.
Universal Day,
Yeah.
and we rode the Hogwarts Express
That was
midway.
so fun. That was so fun. So, yeah.
And the hardest part of that day, I think, was getting to the Uber back to the Coronado, because when you got up there, there were Ubers sitting waiting
Oh,
for people,
yeah.
and you had to find which Uber was for you.
Yeah, you had to look at the license plate.
Yeah. We finally found it. We Ubered back. It was okay.
Mm-hmm. Ubers? The Ubers weren't... They made me feel comfortable, but not, like, overly uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But I still had, like, those red flags about being in an Uber.
Yeah.
But we survived.
Yeah. And we drove everywhere else. But
yeah.
My mom didn't want to, because my mom's got a back thing. And she wanted to just be able to Uber there, go right into City Walk, and then Uber back to the hotel. She didn't want to park, pay to park, walk in, all that. And I will say, this was really, really, really nice of Universal. In the parking garages, there are complimentary courtesy chairs.
Yeah.
And so my mom was able to sit in one of them, and I was able to wheel her all the way to the ECV rental place. Yeah. And then when we returned the ECV, at the end of the day, they gave us the complimentary courtesy chair
back
to and walk her back, and put it back in the thing. So we were able to accommodate her. And that was really nice of them, because it is a long way.
Yeah. Was that the day we did Disney Springs?
Yeah.
When did we do? Was that the third day? No, because third we did the Phillies game.
Yeah, Phillies game. No, I think it was Kennedy. Didn't we?
I think.
So, backtrack a little.
Sorry. See, I'm telling you.
We went to Disney Springs for a couple hours.
I got my award from the Oscars.
Yes. Because it
was fun.
Yeah, it was the night of the Oscars, so it had to be Sunday. We went to Disney Springs, explored a little. My sister got...
Disney Springs was not what I expected. Like, it's not like downtown Disney in California, where it's, like, a bunch of cute little shops and, like, fun things for you to do. It was all, like, adult shops. Like, I mean, like, high-end priced adult shopping. Like, I mean, like, Coach... Like, I mean, that high-end stuff, which really wasn't my style until, and then the actual Disney store wasn't until, like, the end of the walkway, right?
Yeah.
And then, we walked around, they had the Coca-Cola place, which
was fun.
Which was very fun. And my older sister likes Coca-Cola stuff, so I wanted to get her something, but I didn't. But I got myself a nice pair of fuzzy Coca-Cola polar bear pajama pants. That's where we ate at Planet Hollywood, right?
Yes.
Yes. So that was fun.
Yeah.
And then on the top of the Coca-Cola
on
building.
On the third floor is the Coca-Cola
rooftop
bar. It's not like an alcohol
serving. It's just all soda.
I think you could spike stuff if you wanted. But none of us did.
Yeah, no. None of us drink.
So, but we did do the Around the World tray, which you will hear about next episode. But back to Monday. We got back to the hotel. And again, just crashed. We just retired.
Yeah.
I
passed out.
And I am making a small note on my note. Because I forgot to write that we need to talk about the Around the World tray in the next episode.
Okay.
My sister got just an icy because she knows better than to try the Around the World stuff.
That's going to be a funny story to tell, seriously. It was good, though.
Yeah.
Some of them were good. Others, not so much. I should have screenshotted that page so we could... You needed the QR code to get on the website. So, what we did, Kennedy Space. We did Animal Kingdom next, right?
No. Phillies game.
Oh, that's right. Duh.
So, Monday was... The Universal Day.
Yes.
Tuesday was Phillies spring training game, yes. Which was my mom's bucket list item.
And my, it was my first time ever being there. So I liked it. I really liked it. We were like front row on the first baseline, like right in front of the tarp, behind the tarp, right? Yeah. That day was like hot. That was like 80 degrees at least.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally got my first Phillies apparel.
Yeah.
So I'm not allowed to ask for jerseys anymore in my house. Side story. I am called the Jersey Jinx, meaning I have asked for a Hunter Pence jersey in the past when Hunter Pence played for the Phillies. And then a couple months later, guess what? He got traded to the San Francisco Giants. I asked for a Danny Briere jersey for the Flyers. Lo and behold, he retires. I asked for a Carter jersey from the Flyers. Lo and behold, he gets traded. So I am not allowed to get jerseys of any kind. But I got a Trey Turner t-shirt jersey, which was nice. I haven't worn it yet. I don't even know where it is. I just threw it somewhere in my closet. So that was good. And then I tried we all got hot dogs. And I've never had a hot dog from a baseball game ever. Maybe as a kid I did, but I don't remember. But this was a cool one. This one had like Philly cheesesteak on it. It was like the Philly, the cheesesteak meat plus the peppers and onions, which on a hot dog. I know we did talk about snacks. But this was actually really good.
Yeah.
And then we also had sodas or waters.
Yeah.
That hot dog was actually really good. And then, unfortunately, the Phillies lost.
They did. Not too bad. The next day they...
The three! I think that was... Oh, yeah, the next day was like 17 to like some
7.
Yeah. I think 17 to 7 was a little bit better than 12 to 3.
Okay. But at least we got to see all the starters before they switched them.
Yeah. I got to see Cody Clemens.
Yep.
Not what I expected. And I just realized, okay, for any baseball fans, I just realized when I was looking up the players in the book thing.
Yeah.
Program.
Yeah.
All these Phillies players are younger than me.
Yeah.
Like, they look like they're 38, 39, 40. No, they're only, like, 28, 29. And I'm like, they are such babies. No offense. I'm not, like, I only go for, like, the cute guys. And there's really, on this team, nobody. I don't have a favorite Phillies player. That's why I kept having to ask my mom and dad who are their favorite players so I could, like, make a list. So when I was going to get the jersey, I knew who I wanted. I didn't want Harper. They only had Harper and Turner. They didn't have anybody else, which was kind of sad. So, to experience a preseason game like that for me was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Like the first experience was fun.
But the traffic on the way back.
Took us like 4 hours.
Literally. Like,
oh, I had my headphones and I listened to my music and I fell asleep. Like, I was content with listening to my music and taking a nice nap. So,
yeah, I was like, I fell asleep, woke up, and we were still in the car. And it only took us like an hour and a half to get there. I was like, what is going on? And my mom was like, the traffic is like standstill.
Yeah.
So we didn't do anything after that night except for the pool. We did get home in time, and by home we went to the hotel.
You guys at the pool. I didn't. Yeah. I was in bed.
Yeah, my sister and I went to the pool, which was nice.
Mm-hmm.
But then at like 10 o'clock at night, 9:30, the pool was open till 10. A bunch of children ran in. And one screamed cannonball and jumped into the pool. And I was like, why are you not in bed? It is almost 10 o'clock at night.
That's how you get the kids to sleep in later in the morning.
But, like, we went to the pool. It was nice. But, yeah, that's all we did Tuesday. So then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Oh, Tuesday, I met three Disney characters.
Oh, true.
We met at the hotel. It was Donald, Goofy, and Pluto.
On the way.
We were getting ready to leave for the Phillies game. Yeah. And then we were walking back into the hotel, and I turned the corner, and my inner child came out so much. I was like, it's Goofy! And, like, I literally bolted. And, like, there was literally barely any kids in the lower lobby, so I, like, prime picking.
Yeah.
Not to say it that way. Meaning, like, have as much time with the characters of each of them, got their autographs. Goofy
walked you to the other side.
Literally walked me. Literally. I was like, oh my gosh, my first time here. And then, like, he literally was wearing the button saying that I'm graduating from college, got my diploma in the mail.
Woohoo!
Yay! So he literally, like, gentlemanly grabs my arm, puts it in his, and then, like, we're walking. He's, like, pointing to, like, the architecture. I'm like, yeah, it's really pretty. Talking to a character that can't talk back to you is, like, trying to read someone's mind. It was fun, though. Like, for me to be able to interact with a character like that was so much fun. It brought out my inner child. I just loved it. Donald Duck. Oh, my God. Hysterical. I love him. Pluto, I just said hi to him. I didn't.
Yeah.
Your sister got a picture with him.
Yeah.
Didn't get his autograph either because I already had him from California. So, yeah. Sorry, that was a little slight.
Yeah.
What was Wednesday?
Wednesday was Animal Kingdom.
And it rained.
Hollywood Studios.
Okay. Animal Kingdom was fun.
Yes. Expedition Everest.
We shall not speak of that.
I didn't warn her. I just was like, we were stepping into the ride vehicles, I went, oh, it just
went backwards. And they take, mind you, I went on a ride at the beach by my.
Oh, it was funny.
To me, it was a little embarrassing. But there is a ride on the boardwalk by my beach that it's called the Sea Serpent.
Okay.
And it goes up. It like goes forward and then it goes back up and you go backwards.
Okay.
So that I'm fine with. Because I knew, like, I've been on that like twice. But this ride, Expedition Everest, I don't do dark.
Yeah.
I don't do dark thing, like, dark enclosures on a ride because I have major scare paranoia because I'm afraid somebody's going to come out. It's a trauma thing.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. Expedition Everest, it wasn't my favorite, but it wasn't awful.
Yeah.
It wasn't good. It was just okay.
Okay. See, I loved it.
Like, I'm thinking just by talking about it, because I have. It was, like, definitely an adrenaline rush for me. And then, like, the picture. Okay. Picture that the ride takes of you while you're on the ride. I think we were going down, right?
Yeah.
So everyone else in, like, our car has their eyes open. Me, being, I like roller coasters, but I like them only if I know what they do. If I don't know what they do, like this. My expression, I was holding onto the lap bar. I'm pushing my one hand in front of me to, like, brace myself. And my eyes are glued so tightly shut that I was like, I didn't want to open him. And so that is our little, it's our little funny memory that I will be made fun of. And I'm waiting for someone to print out that picture make multiple copies and just post them everywhere in someone's house and be like, do you remember this?
So we also saw Finding Nemo, the Big Blue and Beyond.
Wasn't that the Epcot? That was the last day.
No, that was, remember, Epcot has the actual ride. Animal Kingdom has the
thing. Oh, yeah, yeah, that was the little play thing that we saw. It's cute.
It was.
I like that.
We also did the Maraha Jungle Trek,
yes,
which has the baby tiger.
Oh my god, yes.
I was so excited.
He was cute.
He was adorable.
But he just wouldn't stray far from mom.
Yeah. But they all, it was also starting to get rainy when we were doing the Maraha.
Oh, we got caught in the rain. It was quite fun.
And one of the cast members told us that it was his first fox, that was his name, which I believe means meatball, mm-hmm, which is just adorable. But the cast member told us that it was his first day with this weather condition out on exhibit. Like, he'd been on exhibit for a few weeks,
mm-hmm,
but it was his first, like, potential thunderstorm day.
Didn't thunder. It was just rainy and windy.
And they were waiting to see how he
would react. Yeah, how he would react.
So I was like, oh my gosh, he's so cute.
We did do the jungle tour, the jungle cruise, not the jungle cruise.
No, we didn't ride that.
The safari. That was fun.
Yeah, that
minus
was fun.
A kid being yelled at. The person had to stop the car
twice
because these kids weren't listening to the rules. Like, you have to sit down. You can't eat anything yet.
Yeah.
Sit down. I'm like, my teacher's enemy almost wanted to come out and be like,
and my sister and I got Kakigori, which is so good. It's shaved ice with watermelon juice and sweetened condensed milk on it.
No thanks.
My sister and I love it. It was so good. And they gave me,
I didn't even want to try it.
But that's, like, one of the few snacks we'll talk about this episode. We'll talk about, because we have a long list for next episode of, like, what we ate. And then we park hopped over to Hollywood,
mm-hmm,
Studios. Now, my mom and my sister had already gone over,
mm-hmm,
because we stayed to watch the show,
yeah,
the Nemo show.
Yeah.
So we met them there, and we were able to get Rise of the Resistance.
I loved that ride for the second time. It was so much fun!
We also got did we do Mickey and Minnie's that night or the day after?
Day after,
okay. Yeah, we got Rise, and we got, like,
because we had to go back to Hollywood Studios, and that's where I met the other characters.
Yeah, we just explored that night, and we rode Rise of the Resistance,
which was so much fun.
Yes. And then we went back to the hotel,
because
mm-hmm, parks were closing. And then Thursday, we started at Hollywood,
mm-hmm,
Studios, and then park hopped to Magic Kingdom.
Yep.
And when we started at Hollywood Studios, we got I got a Jack Jack cookie num num, which is a giant chocolate chip cookie.
Mm-hmm.
And you met
Frozone. I met Frozone, Joy, and Elastigirl.
Yeah.
And then or Mrs. Incredible. And then I also wanted to see Sully, but I wasn't sure since we got there early enough in the morning, the lines were literally only like 2 to 4 people,
mm-hmm,
at least, and then you guys gave me the surprise Mickey graduation cap, which I wore, in those pictures, and Joy moved my tassel over,
mm-hmm,
which was very fun, And then I met Chip and Dale.
Yes.
And that was a really fun interaction. What else? Is that when we did,
We did Slinky Dog?
Yes. That was a fun ride. We Slinky did. Dog was fun. We saw the toy soldiers.
Yes.
Not toy soldiers. The army men with the drums.
Mm-hmm.
To and fro, whatever. Come and go. I missed meeting Woody and Jesse because the line was so long and there was no way I was waiting 2.5 hours, and I missed Buzz Lightyear too, and I wasn't going to sit there for 2.5 hours. But other than that,
We did Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
That was okay.
But
because
it's not my favorite,
but since I knew the original ride, it brought back really bad memories. So I really wasn't, it brought back really bad memories of the Great American Movie Ride. Yes, I hated that ride as a kid. It was okay. If I had to rank it 1 out of 5, I'd probably give it like a 2.5.
Okay.
Like, not even. No, I'll give it a 2. So it... And then what else?
We ate there. We'll talk about that next
episode.
When we hopped over to Magic, it was like 6 o'clock by the time we got there. So we
quickly got pictures in front of the castle. Yeah. What else?
We rode.
Did we even do much of Magic? Because we didn't have
teacup. We rode. The teacups.
We did. We did teacups. I like teacups.
We walked my mom and Kristen, my sister, over to
Haunted Mansion.
And then we did
the fireworks show. Which,
fireworks.
Yes, I cried. Yes, I cried. Like, because it was so pretty and everything. But it was like, those fireworks are so much fun. Because seeing how they project the different movies on the castle.
But they
like,
had
Hunchback of Notre Dame. No one ever knows who that is.
And Tarzan and Hunchback. And it was, it was so
Hunchback
good.
Is like my era.
Like,
Tiana,
so
Cinderella.
Ariel.
But Hunchback, I was shocked that they...
And then Pink flies across.
Yeah, but
But
apparently the one I saw somewhere on social media that they stopped doing Tink and they did Buzz Lightyear instead.
Yeah, that was a different show.
Wait, yeah, I couldn't get a picture of Tink flying over because my camera on my phone was being glitchy, or my phone was just being glitchy in general. So I missed it, but it was really still fun to experience.
Yes, it was good.
The fireworks were awesome, but the mad rush to get to the buses.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Oh my god. Was that the night the girl... Oh my god. Okay. No offense to whoever.
I really hope that child.
So apparently we're all on this bus and then this parent is holding their daughter
and
you have to go up the steps to get to the back part of the bus.
Yeah. And my mom was in an ECV.
Yeah.
So we were pretty
first
much
priority.
On
yeah. We were on before anybody else.
And then we could sit down.
Yeah,
which was good because my sister was having hip pain
and
she was struggling to walk a couple of the days, and my knee was acting up.
Yeah,
so sitting was nice, but then they would try to load the buses as full as they could.
Yeah,
so this mom starts walking her daughter.
No, but she was carrying the kid.
No, but she started walking her, and then realized. She didn't have the room, so she picked the child up
and all of a sudden, we hear a
conk, and then the kid starts
crying. And then we realized,
oh my god,
she just walked the child's head into the pole.
And the mom's like, sweetie, I'm so sorry. And
we thought this little girl was going to be wailing
and then
the entire bus ride.
Got quiet, and then when they got off the bus, the child was asleep.
Wait.
And so I texted Daisy Doe, and I was like, or unconscious? And then I was
like, I'm going to hell for this.
Child got clonked.
It was a nice clonk. And I'm like, I wonder if she's going to have a nice goose egg on her
head. I was like, oh my god, this child.
This poor girl.
I was like, oh my god, I hope she's okay.
And we really do hope you are okay.
Yes.
You are listening. We mean nothing bad about that, but we're just really concerned that your child is okay.
And like, literally, the kid didn't even walk off the bus. They couldn't
wake her up. She was so tired.
The dad walked off, put the stroller on, walked back in, hooked the child as if she was being carried like long ways across his arm and then carried her off the bus. And the mom walked. The mom looked like she had been crying. She probably felt terrible.
The mom looked like she was just out of energy. And then by the time that little incident happened, she felt so guilty that she was just about to give up.
So I'm like, oh my God. And then we went, and I should say, because the reason we spent a whole day at Epcot and we split our time at the other parks is because on March 5th, the Wednesday, the 2025 Epcot Flower and Garden Festival began.
Yes.
So, and it's the 30th one.
Yes.
So we wanted to experience that, but we didn't want to be there on the 5th with all the influencers who, like,
are like, the first day, we didn't want to be there on the first day. So we ended up just doing the Friday.
Yeah. So we went Friday, and we spent the whole day there, and we...
Which was nice.
We did. It was nice. And we tried food. A lot of the Epcot is food.
We did the...
Yes. That was
my inner child.
What we actually did first, since we have early entry as
we did
Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind.
That ride, I will give that ride a 10 out of 10.
It's a good ride.
It was very good. Even for like us waiting for like what? 45 minutes. And the line went pretty long.
Yeah, it was.
Wasn't that long.
I tried to get us lightning lanes, but I couldn't, so we just rope dropped it early entry into
it. It was amazing.
Standby land.
Yeah.
And it was so good.
It's my first time being on it, and it was awesome. Just the one part I wasn't really a big fan of was the moon part where you're like, and then you're like literally hanging.
That's my favorite part.
I can't. I feel like I'm gonna fall out. I feel like I need a harness.
Okay.
I don't do, like, the straight down stuff.
Okay.
That scares me. But other than that, it was really good. It was very well done. It was very well themed. It was good. I enjoyed it. It starts off going backwards, though.
Mm-hmm.
Which was, I was okay with that. But that one was good.
We started with that, and then we went to World Showcase to go to Akershus, which is where we had our princess breakfast.
We saw some of the topiaries.
Topiaries.
Which were...
They're so pretty.
Yeah. And we learned about how they were made, but I didn't get a picture of how they are made, and, like, how many people work on them, but it is so cool.
We also did Living with the Land, the boat ride in the greenhouse.
My mom... loves that ride.
I do.
Like, she loves it. I would have to give that a 1.
Okay.
I did not like it at all. It was boring.
Okay.
And, like, I'm going to be a tough critic with some of these rides because I'm going to be honest. I did not like that ride at all. Ooh. It was just really boring.
See, I love it. So, okay. What else did we do? We did the Seas with Nemo and Friends, and then we saw...
Well, that was okay.
It opens up into the aquarium, and they have manatees. And manatees, as we know, listeners, is my favorite marine animal.
Mm-hmm.
So I was so excited. Except they were laying on the bottom of the tank.
And one of the kids asleep. They were sleeping. But one of the kids was like, you know, like how kids, they get excited, they bang on the glass, and you're not supposed to?
Mm-hmm.
One of the kids was like, tapping the, like, Harry Potter, like, move! Like, Dudley, move! The kid got so excited that they were just like, Mom, why isn't it moving? Dad, why? And then one of the kids goes, is it dead? I had to walk away after that. I was just like, man, no, they're just sleeping.
They're
very lazy.
Not always, but
they're lazy animals.
The Epcot has recently changed over from a long-term rehabilitation, I guess, to short-term rehabilitation. Yeah. Like, rehabilitate them and get them
set
back
them free.
Into the wild, Whereas before, it was like long-term housing for manatees who couldn't be re-released.
Okay.
So I was nervous there wouldn't be any manatees there when we went, but there were. So I was... And then we... What else did we do? We rode Remy's Ratatouille Adventure.
Yeah, I love... That's a 10 out of 10. That ride was hysterical. But, like, you, it was a 3D. So you need the 3D glasses. I know you didn't really like it because of the vision thing. Yeah. And your sister didn't really like it because it was giving her vision issues, too. The one part... Spoiler. Slight spoiler. If you have not been on Remy's, it is so cute. So with the tomato in the scene... Somebody steps on the tomato, and the tomato juice spurts everywhere, but it sprays you with water, and you don't expect it. And I was like, oh my God! Yeah. It was so much fun! That ride, I give a 10 out of 10. Then we... Did we eat at Epcot? No. That's when we snacked on everything. Yeah, we snacked on everything.
It wasn't a bar crawl, it was a crawl.
Yeah, for us who don't drink. It was... But you tried a pineapple Dole Whip.
Yeah, I love Dole Whip. So
I've never had Dole Whip. The thing is, if it weren't pineapple, if it had a different flavor, I would have tried it, and I didn't get to try Dole Whip again. So
they have it at Evergreen.
But is that going to be the same as...
Yeah, it's the same exact stuff. Okay. It's just not at Disney.
Darn it. So. Ended at Epcot.
Yeah.
Which was really nice. Got to see the ball glow up, which was really cool.
And then
we could see the fireworks show, right?
Yeah.
From one of the days.
Yeah.
Magic Kingdom
doesn't have any.
No, but what day did we see the fireworks?
Wednesday.
No, but we could see them from where we were.
Yeah, that was like Tuesday night.
Oh, okay.
Or Monday or Tuesday night. Okay. We could hear them, we could see them as we were driving back. And when we were driving home from or back to the hotel from Epcot, we could see the Magic Kingdom fireworks.
Yeah.
So, yes. And that,
I think we got everything.
That was our trip.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we got everything.
Yeah. Except the food, which is...
Which is the next episode.
Because, like, a lot of what we did at Epcot was...
The food.
For food.
The,
So.
Yeah.
We... Yeah. We will talk about that next episode.
Mm-hmm.
And this episode has been an hour and 22 minutes, so...
Nice.
Decent amount. But... We kind of spoiled this answer. But what would you say the weather was like overall?
Nice and warm. It was warm during the day, but like chilly during the mornings and at night. The one night we were like, oh my God. All right. Mm-hmm. I brought shorts and skirts, like tennis skirts.
Yeah.
And your mom was like, the one morning, you're going to be warm enough. So I started bringing a sweatshirt with me and it worked. Yeah. The one day it did rain in Animal Kingdom, which we were fine with. But other than that, weather wasn't bad. The Phillies game, the weather was perfect. It was like sunny and 80. It was really warm. I think we did answer this one already, but we're still going to ask it.
Okay.
What was the traffic like? I think like just in general.
In general, it was good except for coming back from the Phillies game.
Same. As I said, when we were driving in the rental car that we had, I always brought my headphones so I could listen to my music, so it would make the car ride go faster.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we covered everything.
I think so, too.
And but if we come up with something else, we, like, between now and the next episode,
we'll
include it in the next episode and say, oh, hey, by the way, this is what we forgot.
And with that, yet another episode of Candidly Eclectic has come to a close. Thanks so much for tuning in. We really appreciate the support. As always, you can contact us at candidlyeclecticpod@gmail.com, or you can follow us on @candidlyeclecticpodcast on Instagram. Catch us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, Fountain, and True Fans. New episodes drop on Wednesdays, and we'd love to hear your feedback. We hope you have an awesome day. We'll see you again next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.